Wind blowing a little bit out to left. The pitch. Boca Chica swings, hits it high down the line in left. This is back. It's back. It's gone. Aram Boca Chica. How about this? His first career home run. Lines just into the Crawford boxes in left field down the line. And Rice back in this one. And the pitch. Swung on, hit to short. Fielded backhand by Zito. Second for one. On to first. The double play. Third straight inning. The inning-ending double play. Rice had come in this season. They had only turned seven double plays, but they turned three in as many innings here. Rank, Johnson, and Boca Chica. Third, second, and first for the blue and gray-clad Rice Owls. One ball and one strike. The pitch. Swung on, smoked into center, sinking down. It lands for a base hit in front of Lipsy. One run scoring Rank. Johnson motoring around third. It rolls to the plate. He slides in safe. He is safe. And the Rice Owls have the lead. A two-run single driven back up the middle by Trey Duffield. And the Owls have the lead. One ball and no strikes. Check at second. Stratton, the deep breath, the kick, and the pitch. Fastball pumped up high. This should do it to straightaway center. Green, the chance. He says he's got it. Top of the R. He makes the catch, and that'll do it. Rice wins. Rice wins.
So for Rice, it goes Boca Chica, Brown, and West, Motley, Duffield, and Vinny, Zito, Rank, and Johnson for the Rice Owls. 3-16 on the season. They go against a righty, Ben Smith. 6'6", 210. Big junior from Cleveland, Tennessee. Boca Chica touching home plate and has his customary number 48 there. Big wind from Smith. He unfolds and the pitch is a strike. Smith this season, 1-1 in the area, 574, making his fifth start of the season. He's a regular Tuesday guy, Coach Vanderlaan saying, and this pitch has bounced foul. A late signal coming in there. Fielded by Leiderman before the bag. Jack Walker, the left fielder, Kenneth Dutka in center, and Rhett Hendricks, the start in right field for the Huskies. Leiderman at third base today. Roper and Oropeza at short and second. Catcher Halligan at first as Boca Chica rips another one foul to the left. And Tevis Payne to start behind the plate. The second start of the series. Catching Ben Smith. 12 strikeouts, 5 walks on the season. He has hit 4 batters in the 15 and 2/3 innings. Stares in against Boca Chica. Found a home in that leadoff spot. He was 1-for-3 yesterday in that game 2 of the Twin Bill. Takes this pitch for a ball, 1-2. Rice and HCU, 1-0 in favor of the Huskies. Got a sack fly in that top of the first as Boca Chica looks at this one downstairs again, 2-2. It's 390 to center here, 320 down the lines, and 365 in the power alleys. The kick in, the 2-2 pitch. Boca Chica fouls it back, rolls up the net. 2 balls and 2 strikes. We have lights. They're not on. It's a picture-perfect Bayou City day. Pretty cool this morning across the vast expanse of the area. 2-2 pitch, swung on and lasered foul to the right. It's Bark of the Park Day. Kids run the bases after the game as well. You have a few different sets of folks on the hill out in left, and respectable occupation of the grandstands left of the center field batter's eye. This pitch is a ball here to Aram Boca Chica. He's making him work. The ninth pitch of the at-bat coming up here, sources say. Payoff pitch coming up. He rocks and he fires. And this pitch is just elevated. Ball 4 to Boca Chica. He gets on with a free pass to bring up Lane Brown. One of the things that Coach Vanderlaan of HCU said they like about Smith is that he is a strike thrower. He's in the zone and yesterday, the Huskies had way too many free bases allowed. But that they like Smith because he forces issues. He got a good changeup, very downhill type of pitcher. He has a sinking fastball. This pitch is swung on and rolled, bouncing softly to first base, taken by Halligan. He looked towards second but changed directions and goes back to first to touch the bag to force out Brown. Boca Chica moved up to second base, and third base was unoccupied, and it clicked. And the rest of the Huskies scrambled back in position to make sure. Boca Chica didn't take it. He stays at second base. There's one down now for Landon West. Katie Kidd, 6'3", 213, the sophomore. 277 batter. So shown some extra base pop. A 5 doubles, 1 homer, 8 RBIs. This one comes very high and inside, back to the backstop. And that wild pitch moves Boca Chica down to third base. 1-0, Houston Christian leads Rice. For what it's worth, the first three games of the series, the team that scored first ended up winning. But still a lot of ball to play. One ball and no strike, Smith, the kick in. This pitch golfed up high, right side. Should be in play for the first baseman. Halligan treks back into his right and dropped the baseball. It fell down and picked up by the second baseman, Oropeza. But Boca Chica not able to advance from third base as that ball was a high skyscraper that right side of the infield. And even with the shades, you wonder if the sun had an issue to do with that. He had his shades on, but the ball was traveling. He's looking up to our left, whereas the sun is high mainly to our right. And have dueling banjos with the errors here in the first inning. That's the first on Houston Christian after Rice had one in the first top half of the frame as Motley looks in for ball one. 294 hitter, 2 home runs and 7 RBIs. Parker Bangs telling me before the game that he is just more and more comfortable every at bat. It's his fourth straight start in center field as this pitch off the knob of the bat from Motley and back to the backstop. But Motley, 4-for-7 in the doubleheader yesterday. He's 5-for-11 in the three games against the Huskies here in this series. He's got Duffield on deck. No balls, one strike. They're at the corners. Motley swings and clubs this one to the left side. It should tie the game. A check at second base, and Linerman wings it over to first base for the ground out. But Motley's 8th RBI of the year. Boca Chica scoring, and it's 1-1. Rice and Houston Christian. Great job of getting the ball in play, and those were some of the little things that haunted the Owls and kind of accumulated. Brings up big Trey Duffield. West moved up to second base, by the way, on that ground down. Duffield, a 289 hitter, hit his first home run of the season yesterday. His second career against Houston Christian, had a grand slam against them last year, and he has 5 RBIs, takes this pitch for a strike. No balls, one strike. HCU and Rice, dead even here. Duffield 5-for-15, his career against the Huskies. The pitch, Duffield swings here and pulls this one deep. Actually, that was on the ground, foul to the left side. Just got on top of that one. No balls and two strikes. 2 outs. Duffield here, Devinny on deck. The Rice Owls and the Houston Christian Huskies. 39th meeting all time. Rice leads the series 32-6. 0-2 pitch. Wasted high and outside from Smith. Played his previous college baseball at Anderson University, a small school in South Carolina. 1 ball and 2 strikes. The kick and the pitch. Swung on. Bound right side by Duffield, springs off the screen and lands softly by an unsuspecting woman with either some yogurt or some kind of item in a bowl there. She seems unfazed. She noticed the ball kind of trickling by her. The 1-2 pitch. Duffield holds up on the pitch, but peeled down to first, and Mr. Smith said he did not go. Yeah, I took it as a good omen today when I pulled in a few hours back. I was right behind the snow cone mobile, the Kona Ice van. So I was like, that doesn't ring good luck. I'm always looking for good luck, though. Here's a 2-2 pitch. High. I always talk about, you know, the old line, you make your own luck in this world. There are no jinxes. I have to get on the no-hitter pulpit or the jinx pulpit. There are no broadcaster jinxes. Hate to break the news to folks, but anyway, 3-2 pitch. Sprayed foul away to the right side by Duffield. For baseball players, though, it's fine in the dugout. It's fine for the coaches. But us as fans and broadcasters, you know, we're not in that group. We don't affect outcomes. How I got there from a snow cone van reference, I don't know. Oh, yeah, making my own luck. 3-2 pitch. Down low, ball four. Duffield works a walk after getting down 0-2. And the Owls have him at first and second. Brings up Jacob DeVinny. First and second, two down, a run already in. 1-1, Rice and Houston Christian. Smith is 24th pitch. Pitch swing and a miss. A let-up offering. It's that changeup that's really good, Coach was talking about. But Anderson had about 70 innings pitched last year, hit the portal, about a 3 ERA, and Coach Vanderlaan saying that's the type of guy we need. 6'6 junior from Cleveland, Tennessee comes to and fires a pitch in for a strike to DeVinny, 0-2. But Coach Vanderlaan say he's proven why we got him. He's a great kid. No balls and two strikes. Owls have two on with two outs in the pitch. Vinny swings and flies it into left center field. Could be trouble, but hanging up just enough for Walker to streak over there and make the catch for the out. Owls get a run without a hit in that inning. There was an error, and Rice leaves 2. 1-1, Houston Christian and Rice as we go to the second. It's Rice Baseball from Learfield.